Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Sanjay Maktu with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu highlights government's efforts to enhance healthcare access in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu on recent developments in West Asia, calls for preventing regional escalation. Stage set for voting for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow on 40 seats. Campaigning also heats up for assembly polls in Haryana as voting date approaches. Legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti to be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award. In football, India win SAF Under-17 Championship, defeating Bangladesh in the final in Thimphu. And in cricket, Bangladesh were 26-2 at stumps in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the Kanpur Test. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted the central government's efforts to enhance healthcare access in the country. The President was addressing the 10th convocation ceremony of the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi today.
स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं में विस्तार के लिए भारत सरकार निरंतर प्रयास कर रही है पिछले 10 वर्षों में देश में मेडिकल कॉलेजेस की संख्या बहुत बढ़ी है साथ ही एमबीबीएस और पीजी की सीटों भी दुगनी से ज्यादा की गई है अनेक नई एम्स को मंजूरी दी गई है आयुष्मान भारत से लोगों का सहायता मिल रही है मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि सरकार द्वारा किए गए इन प्रयासों से आने वाले समय में गुणवत्तापूर्ण चिकित्सा सेवा बहुत व्यापक स्तर पर सुलभ होगी।
Pointing towards the unfortunate incident of misbehavior with doctors, the president said everyone should understand that doctors make all efforts to save the life of patients and such incidents are condemnable.
कई बार आवेश में आकर मरीजों के परिवारजन हेल्थ केयर प्रोफेशनल्स के साथ दुर्व्यवहार कर देते हैं ये गलत है सर्वथा निंदनीय है सभी को ये बात समझनी चाहिए कि डॉक्टर मरीज की जान बचाने के लिए सारे उपाय करते हैं लेकिन फिर भी यदि कई अप्रिय घटना हो जाती है इसके लिए डॉक्टर या अस्पताल के कर्मचारियों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार नहीं करना चाहिए कोई भी डॉक्टर अपने मरीज का अहित नहीं चाहते हैं लेकिन कई बार विज्ञान में भी सारे समाधान उपलब्ध नहीं होती है
Speaking on the occasion, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that ensuring the highest standards of medical education is a top priority for the government. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport this morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital tomorrow. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, as well as other dignitaries during the visit. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a meeting in Itanagar today to review the performance of 7 regional rural banks in the Northeast region. The meeting focused on improving business performance, enhancing digital technology services, and promoting growth in agriculture and MSME sectors. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman urged the regional rural banks to put greater thrust on identifying right beneficiaries with the active support of their sponsor banks when sanctioning loans under various central government's flagship schemes. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Our correspondent has the details.
More than 39,18,000 voters are eligible to exercise their right to franchise across 40 assembly constituencies. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase of elections, for which 5,060 polling stations have been established across 7 districts, which include Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipora in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kuthwa and Samba districts in Jammu Region. The prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Beg, Basharat Bukhari, Sajjad Ghani Lone and Nasir Aslamani in Kashmir Division and Devinder Singh Rana, Chaudhary Lal Singh and Raman Bala in Jammu Division. All necessary preparations and arrangements are in place to ensure free and fair elections in the Union Territory. Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana, with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a rally in Jind. He emphasized that the state has seen honest and effective work in various sectors, including education, health and drinking water. Mr. Dhami credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the unprecedented advancements made across the country and criticized the Congress Party for its focus on family politics. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also addressed public meetings at Bhiwani and Panchkula. He emphasized the BJP's unprecedented role in advancing the country.
आपने 10 वर्ष के अंदर हरियाणा के अंदर देखा होगा एक डबल इंजन सरकार के कारण आज यहाँ पे कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर हुई है, अच्छी सड़कें बन रही हैं, चाहे वहाँ रोड कनेक्टिविटी हो या कनेक्टिविटी हो, आईआईटी, आईएम, एम्स, 161 मेडिकल कॉलेज के निर्माण का कार्य हो या फिर विकास के साथ साथ हर घर नल की योजना हो या फिर
On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and party leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed rallies in Ambala and Kurukshetra. Mr. Gandhi hit out at the BJP government in the state over unemployment, Agniveer and farmers' issues. Meanwhile, the Jan Nayak Janata Party and Azad Samaj Party Alliance has declared independent candidate Deepak Dagar as their candidate from the Prithla Assembly constituency. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, about recent developments in West Asia. In a tweet, the Prime Minister said, "Terrorism has no place in the world." He said it's crucial to prevent regional escalation and ensure the safe release of all hostages, and India is committed to supporting efforts for an early restoration of peace and stability. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has said that it carried out airstrikes in Lebanon, targeting buildings used by armed group Hezbollah to store weapons. According to Lebanese health officials, over 100 people have been killed over a 24-hour period. In a related development, the Palestinian militant group Hamas announced that Fatah Sharif Abu al-Amin, the group's leader in Lebanon, was killed along with some family members in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon. On the other hand, the Israeli Prime Minister addressed the people of Iran through a video message, saying the Iranian regime plunges the region deeper into darkness and war. In a video posted on social media platform X, he said there's nowhere in West Asia where Israel cannot reach. He said Israel will protect its people and the country anywhere. In the United States, Hurricane Helene has claimed 116 lives nationwide so far after making landfall in Florida. According to local media reports, 2.7 million people were without power and thousands were stranded across the southeastern part of the country due to flooding from the hurricane. The storm hit the Florida coast on Thursday. In Nepal, the death toll from flood and landslides caused by incessant rainfall has reached nearly 210. Over 4,500 people have been rescued so far. More from our correspondent.
Nepal police, army and civil society are engaged in rescuing lives trapped due to landslides and floods. Today, by use of helicopters for search, rescue and relief operations in Kavrepalan Chowk, Sindhupal Chowk, Sindhuli and Lalitpur, Nepal army rescued 425 people. There is severe damage to infrastructure as roads are broken and blocked, 16 bridges are damaged and there is severe loss of personal properties of residents in flood affected area. The Department of Roads is trying to remove debris from blocked roads connecting to the capital of Nepal. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
In Bihar, flood water entered several new areas today, even though water discharged from the Kosi and Gandak barrages is reaching different river systems. 16 districts including West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Supaul, Madhubani, Saharsa, Sitamarhi and Shohar are flood hit in the state. Relief and rescue operations have been intensified in the flood hit areas. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, today launched the Cruise Bharat mission from the Mumbai port. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Sonowal said, the mission aims to propel the country's cruise tourism industry by doubling cruise passenger traffic by 2029.
आज हम लोगों ने क्रूज भारत मिशन लॉन्च की है इस मिशन के जरिए हमारी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और हमारी क्रूज एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड ऑल्सो द सस्टेनेबिलिटी इस सिलसिले में जो भी कदम उठाना है हम उठाएंगे इसके लिए हम प्रतिबद्ध है हमारा लक्ष्य है कि दुनिया में भारत क्रूज टूरिज्म के सिलसिले में एक ग्लोबल हब बने इसी दिशा पर हमारे टूर्स एंड ट्रेवल ऑपरेटर्स क्रूज ऑपरेटर्स जितने भी स्टेक होल्डर ये इंडस्ट्री को बढ़ा करने के लिए सबको साथ लेकर ही हम इसी विषय पर सफलता प्राप्त करेंगे
Legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honored with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Award ceremony to be held next month. Making the announcement in a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Da's remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations. Speaking to the media, Mr. Vaishnav said, Mr. Chakravarti has made a significant contribution to Indian cinema.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि मिथुन दा को दादा साहेब फाल्के अवार्ड दिया जा रहा है मिथुन दा की पूरी जिंदगी स्ट्रगल और अचीवमेंट्स का एक कॉम्बिनेशन है उन्होंने सिनेमेटिक हाइट्स अचीव की है मैं मिथुन दा को बहुत बधाई देना चाहता
हूं प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज कंग्रेचुलेटेड द लेजेंडरी एक्टर ऑन बीइंग कन्फर्ड द दादा साहेब फाल्के अवार्ड इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड मिस्टर चक्रवर्ती इज अ कल्चरल आइकन admired across generations for his versatile performances. Speaking to the media, Mr. Chakravarti expressed happiness on being honored with the prestigious award.
जहाँ से मैं आ रहा हूँ कोलकाता के जैसे एक ब्लाइंड लेन से उस लड़के को इतना बड़ा सम्मान सोच भी नहीं सकता लिटरली मैं बागरूद हो गया ये मैं डेडिकेट कर रहा हूँ मैं अपने फैमिली को और मेरे फैंस पूरे विश्व में जहाँ भी हैं
In football, India have clinched the SAF Under-17 Championship title defeating Bangladesh 2-0 in the final played at Thimphu in Bhutan this evening. Mohammad Kaif secured the winning goal in the 58th minute by heading the ball past the opposing goalkeeper from a corner delivered by Namgohu Mate. In the 5th minute of stoppage time, Nazmul Huda Faisal extended India's lead with a powerful strike from the edge of the box. In cricket, Bangladesh were 26-2 at draw of stumps in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the Kanpur Test. Earlier, the hosts declared their first innings at 285-9, taking a lead of 52 runs. After resuming their first innings at 107-3, the visitors were all out for 233. Play on the second and third day was called off without a ball being bowled due to a wet outfield and persistent downpour. The hosts are aiming for a clean sweep of the two-match series, having taken a 1-0 lead after defeating the visitors by 280 runs in the first test in Chennai. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight, we'll bring an insightful discussion on ensuring aging with dignity for older persons. Monali P. Dhakate, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, and Mr. Rohit Prasad, Civil Society Member working for the elderly, will join us in our studios. Listeners can dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty ended in negative territory amid mixed global cues. At close, the Sensex tumbled 1,272 points to close at 84,299. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu highlights government's efforts to enhance healthcare access in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, on recent developments in West Asia. Calls for preventing regional escalation. State set for voting for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow on 40 seats. Campaigning also heats up for assembly polls in Haryana as voting date approaches. Legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti to be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award. In football, India wins SAF Under-17 Championship, defeating Bangladesh in Thimphu. And in cricket, Bangladesh were 26-2 at stumps in their second innings against India on fourth day of Kanpur Test. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.